You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello.
Hi.
I think I'm comfortable.
Oh,
are you situated?
Josh, you need to get closer to your mic a little bit.
Scoot.
You forgot you got to get up in your mic.
Is that better?
That's so much better.
Thank you.
Ooh la la. That's the ASMR of Shane opening up one of those sodas that makes you poop better.
Oh, yeah.
They're real good. I love the peach and the root beer.
This one's the orange.
I've never had one of those.
Oh.
It's like the yogurts that Jamie Lee Curtis sells that make you poop.
Activia.
But it's a soda. But it's good for you.
Who knew?
Yeah, it's really good.
Who knew?
Oh, we've been traveling and traveling.
We have. We've been all over the United States, really.
We have covered, what is it, 1,400 miles to get to here?
He's just going to whip that on out like I know. It's 1,402 miles, right, Shane, from our bunker to the hotel
you
door?
You didn't obsessively look at the map to see what we were going to?
Not at all.
Just me, But yeah, about 1,400 miles, I believe, from Wabash to Denver.
I didn't pay much attention to how far it was. I'd look it up, but I don't have my phone. I don't know what I did.
Hell, Kim can't even pay attention to the damn street when she's driving, let alone.
We left Saturday morning, and it is.
Yeah.
I don't even know what day it is anymore.
It's Wednesday.
Okay, that's right.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
We've been doing so much stuff. I'm so
Time
tired.
Time has no meaning.
We have, and now we are.
I had to write it down. We were forgetting.
Now we are recording in our hotel room.
Finally.
At the Marriott.
We're at the Gaylord.
Yeah, yes. When we can't record at home, we bring the stuff with us to do it.
Yeah, and it's quite a setup since we do video now for the patrons.
I did take a
We've
couple
pictures. We've got two wagons, the collapsible wagons.
Yeah, right.
They come in handy.
Yeah, they do.
I took a couple pictures and we'll put them on Patreon so you guys can see our
good
home away from home.
Are those little gifts?
Yes, they are.
Oh, good. They're so cute.
Yeah, I need to. The only thing I have left to do is hide the little
strings
and cut them off. But I figure, hey, I'll do that while we're sitting here talking.
So cute.
I'm going to move your camera, Kim. When we set this up,
it's getting too much of you.
Yeah. You guys keep talking.
Oh, those are cute.
I mean,
so what are those for? People that come and mention us?
Yes, they come and say that they listen to us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I made, I don't know, maybe 15 or so. But I do have yarn if I need to do more.
They can put them on their lanyards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like they'll be the laboo-boos of
the crime con.
Those are, I'm sorry if you collect them, but I was real big into the TY babies, but I was like 6 and 7 years old. I wasn't like... I feel like the craze over them. And people are starting to burn them because, like, you know how the Furbies, when they came out, people were like, they're demons.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
possessed. Now there's rumors that the Lububus all have demonic spirits and blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's crazy how legends get started.
That's exactly right.
people are burning them and there's counterfeits. When I went to go get that vape yesterday at that real shady shop, they had like counterfeit Labubus up by the register.
I think those are called Lafufus.
Lafufus. This was a cheap. You could see through the box and I was like, ooh, that looks highly flammable.
Cheap. All they have to do is put it on their lanyard and go
cute.
Like that. And they can wear it on their lanyards.
I want one.
What color you want?
I listen.
Do you listen?
I'll take orange.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. It looks like
I had very limited orange, so this is all the orange.
Well, good. I'm VIP, so we'll put orange on there. Yeah. Well, I'm Fred, so it goes. It's my color, you know.
Oh, that's true.
I did bring my nice Fred costume, not the orange neckerchief, but everything else. Figured that'd be too. I try not to be like, you know, too catchy for Crime Con, because you know there's a lot of sensitive subject matter. I don't want to take away from that. Yeah, I'm excited.
Me too.
What have we done so far?
Once I have a nap because
we've been driving a lot.
I've been writing it down because I'm like, we're doing so much.
We briefly mentioned the things that we wanted to talk about in the episode, and Josh was like, oh yeah, we did this, and I'm like,
I forgot all about it the first thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, we left Wabash, then we went through Illinois, and we stopped at Cracker Barrel in Illinois and a dispensary, and then we drove straight through Illinois and into Iowa. And then at Iowa, we stopped at Herbert Hoover's, what was it, Birthplace Museum?
Yeah, so it's a place where he was born, but they also have his like burial site there with him and his wife and his presidential museum and library.
Yeah, it was a cute little like old
village
that like, I'm not sure if they were original buildings or if it was...
Replicas, I believe.
But I mean, they had it down to a T.
Yeah, and I thought it was really cool too because... As we were on our way there, I was looking up to see like the museum hours and things. And I was like, gosh, dang it. Because they're doing some construction work. So the whole museum and library. I know. So the whole museum and library is closed. But thankfully, where him and his wife are buried, it's a beautiful little walk up to it. It overlooks the valley.
He was our president during the Great Depression. Sucks to be him. I'm not sure if he was the first, but he was a Quaker president. He did a lot for... helping to feed people after, I think, World War I. Like, especially across in Europe and whatnot, they were having, like, food famines and, you know, food scarcity.
Yeah.
And he helped orchestrate, like, making sure they had enough food.
That makes sense. Oh. I think, was he only a one-term president?
Yeah,
I think so.
I thought so, too, because he lost. President,
Great Depression. They were like, this is your, you know, this is your fault.
Yeah, they always blame the...
He was like a scapegoat president, essentially.
Yeah.
I think I counted... I think we're up to 17 now.
Are we?
Yeah, 16 or 17. I can't remember. I would look up, but I don't know what I did with my phone. So.
Somewhere. His burial site was way in the back of this beautiful, like, wooded park. And then
right
next to it was a preserved... huge prairie land.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It was really pretty.
The videos or pictures are on Patreon.
Yeah.
This will be the Hoover. You'll see like the two huge marble slabs. That's their burials. And then beautiful prairie lands right next to it. Right.
Well, I really, one of the things I love about our Patreon is that we are always posting pictures when we travel places.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like you can come and travel with us in a way.
And this time, which we've not really ever done that, I don't think we've ever done videos before, have we? Like little short video.
Oh, no.
To my knowledge.
No.
Yeah, we did.
We saw Bigfoot.
We saw Bigfoot. And...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We are, Kim. Kim like, just thrusts us right up forward.
We got to make content. Gives us something to do. Gives us a reason
we'll talk to about take Bigfoot
pictures.
Later.
It does.
Normally, I don't like to take pictures. Like, but this makes me excited too.
Right.
I'm like, ooh, let me get a good angle here.
Now, Herbert's, look at me just throwing out his name.
Herbert.
That town that he was born in is West Branch in Iowa.
Very nice.
But the little downtown was cute too.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a block away from the area that they have dedicated to his upbringing. So he was born in a like a two-room cabin.
Oh, yeah, I was so that small. That was really,
oh, so small.
How many were there? Six?
I think there were, was there three kids and two adults?
I believe so,
something
yeah.
like that, yeah.
Ooh, five people.
And his wife's tiny. Name was Lou Henry Hoover.
A woman named Lou?
And Henry?
Yeah.
Okay.
First Lady Lou Henry Hoover.
Probably,
that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Probably the dad's, like, her parents' only child. Well, if it's we only have one and it's a girl, we're still naming her after me.
Something that I also thought was cool was as you approach their stone, which if you're on our Patreon, you'll notice that we posted two photos, one of us smiling and stuff, and then, of a selfie with them like, in the
wait,
background.
It's a grave site. Yeah, like, somber, oh gosh, thanks, dang it. Somber yeah. thoughts.
So, so sad.
Then we acted like we were sad.
But it the huge white marble that they have over there,
it was big. You know,
there's two of them, one for each, but those are actually plain Vermont white marble ledger oh, wow. stones. Yeah, and it's supposed all to reflect, Quaker. And that's exactly it. It's supposed to reflect their Quaker ideal of simplicity.
Right.
So I thought that was really interesting.
Something that's safe, but there was in his, at the base, just a tiny little hole.
I noticed that. Cement,
and I'm like, what is?
Yeah.
Do mice live there, snakes?
They've been focusing on the museum.
Did you notice that when you went up to, you know, his house was there on the left that he was born in, and then the, what was it, a carriage house or something that was down, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was also down that road, they had it completely blocked off. You couldn't come down that road. Do you think that those other houses that were down through there was part of it, or do you think those were private residences?
I thought that they were residences. Because sure. I think the only piece that they actually had that was a part of it was the things that we went through in that land. But I was also going to mention, so going back, Kim just likes to thrust us forward, but going back to the grave, I read that if you would have paid attention, you would see that there were some chestnut, hickory, and black walnut trees that were planted near his final resting place. And they actually planted them for the Hoovers because it was a way for him to remember his childhood because those were the trees that aww, were in the nice. Area. Yeah, yeah, I thought that was cool.
And in my defense, we actually went to the homestead place before we went to there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know when he died? Do you remember?
47?
He died on October 20th, 1964, at the age of 90 in New York.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And
we
I
were
guess.
Both way off.
I guess. Services were held in New York, and he lied in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. And then he was interred on October 25th, 1964, so 5 days later, there in West Branch, which is where we were. But this is an interesting thing to me. So we were all there. More than 100,000 people lined the funeral procession route from Cedar Rapids to West Branch.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
It's a long funeral.
The gravesite actually sits within that entire landscape that we were at. But that landscape where this is all situated was the area that shaped his life, which is why he wanted it there. So it was a deliberate in the whole design of it. So I like the modestness of it, I guess. I like the two-room cabin, his library museum. Are nothing like crazy fancy. No. They're redoing it, but like there was just one story. It's nothing crazy. But then they're resting out in the field, sort of.
Isn't that our luck? It seems like every time we go to a presidential library, it's under construction.
That's so true. But one thing that I thought was interesting, Josh mentioned, we have a presidential book that we read before we go visit. But one of the things that I wrote down that Josh mentioned was he was the first U.S. president born west of the Mississippi River.
Yeah, that was cool.
So I thought that was really interesting. He was born on August 10th, 1874.
Just a couple days after my birthday.
Yeah. And the cabin was restored by him and his wife.
Aw.
Yeah. So it must be the original cabin, but it was restored, so it's not a replica.
Oh, my God.
Had an old rope bed.
The blacksmith building that we had entered, that was supposed to be his dad's. I don't know if that was a replica or if it was, again, something that he and his wife had restored. But that blacksmith shop, that would have made his dad a pretty important person in the town.
Right.
You know, blacksmiths back then.
So I wonder if the little school must have been where he went to school at.
Well, in my research, I found, and I thought this was pretty interesting, his dad actually died in 1880 and his mom died in 1884. So he was actually orphaned at age 9. So
oh, wow. Okay.
That's when he left West Branch and he went and lived with relatives in Oregon. So after age 9, he never lived back in that area again.
That'd be darn.
Yeah.
How about that?
So
it was so pretty.
Mm-hmm. I did a quick search and the blacksmith shop was reconstructed. So it's not original. The schoolhouse is just supposed to be
something of that time.
Yeah. An early schoolhouse. Yeah. That kind of showed what he would have been doing in that area by the age of 9. But I thought it was interesting because I don't like the signs and stuff. It didn't give you that part of the story.
Right.
That his parents died when he was young.
And right.
He was an orphan at age 9. So it's kind of cool to think that he went through those things and eventually became the president.
Especially from such a small little cabin.
Right.
I'm kind of regretting doing this now.
Why?
Because it's kind of like sheds.
Oh.
So the little fuzzies go up my nose and makes my nose itch. No, I'm not picking my
sure,
nose.
Sure, sure, sure. The construction work at the museum and the library, they're supposed to be finished in the summer of next year.
Oh, of course. Wonder what they're doing to it.
Since they built it, they've never done any work on it. So I think that they're...
Upkeep.
I think they're like restoring the full thing. I mean, they were doing an extensive amount of work. I'm guessing they're like putting in new electricity and doing all that stuff. For any of those museums and artifacts and stuff, they kind of like upgrade those facilities.
Especially for insurance purposes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the longer that the time goes when those artifacts are getting older, you know, they want to preserve them more and more. But yeah, that's all that I wrote about that time.
How's about that?
Yeah. I thought it was an interesting place.
It was.
I liked it. Cool.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, afterwards, the next day we went to, where did we stay at that first night?
Lincoln, Nebraska. Lincoln, okay. Nebraska. Cute town.
Mm-hmm.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Then we went to Buffalo Bill's house.
Yes.
On 831.
The last time, I thought that was kind of cool because the last time Shane and I came down, we went and seen where he was buried.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
It was spur of the moment, too. Yeah. We were just like, hey, we have time to kill. What's ahead of us?
I think what's funny about him, and I remember thinking this when we saw his grave, is like, I know the name, but I didn't know anything about him. Oh, yeah, Buffalo Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about him, but I know the name.
We toured the barn, the grounds. You had to, like, download an app first, like, to tour the mansion, or what was going on with that?
So if you go to tour the mansion, you have to pay to enter the mansion, but then they also want you to pay to get an Iowa park pass. So you have to, it's a whole thing.
We ended up going through it.
Yeah, we didn't do the tour.
There's so much else to do. Around. They had buffalo there. The barn was huge.
The barn was really cool. They had all kinds of old stuff in there.
Yeah, and Josh, you read on that little plaque that What's her face?
Yeah. Annie Oakley.
Yeah.
Yeah, she shot, she was doing tricks in the barn and shot a hole through the ceiling.
I mean, how cool is that?
I loved it. There was even a little duck pond by the bathrooms, and then there was a cool little cabin that had like a grass roof.
Yes.
I think it was like maybe storage or something.
So I looked up a little bit about Buffalo Bill. So William Frederick Cody was known as Buffalo Bill.
Right.
He was born in 1846 and died in 1917. He was a frontiersman who turned into a showman, which after he did that, he became one of the most famous figures of the American Old West. He was formerly an army scout and a buffalo hunter and achieved worldwide celebrity because he was traveling what they called the Wild West, doing a bunch of shows. And ultimately, he helped shape the people's perception of the frontier and expanded their imagination. So by going to all those places, he would do these shows and be a part of it. And he just kind of resembled what the frontier.
Kind of the Hollywood idea of a cowboy originated. Yeah,
okay. For sure. Hmm. But his childhood was actually on the Kansas frontier. It wasn't a great childhood, I read. His father's name is Isaac. He was an outspoken abolitionist. And he was actually stabbed twice by pro-slavery men. I know. After a speech, those wounds contributed to his death a few years later.
That'll do it.
In one incident, 9-year-old Will, or Bill, he had rode 30 miles to warn his father of a plot that someone was trying to kill him.
On horseback?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And eventually, because of him doing that, it foiled the attempted ambush.
Right.
So it was an early display for Buffalo Bill of the courage. And that ultimately led to some of the legend that people knew him back then.
30 miles on a car is about an hour. I can't imagine how long that would be on horseback.
Imagine how much, your butt would be hurting.
His balls are just inside of him.
What balls?
Oops.
So after serving as a Union scout in the Civil War, Cody took a job in 1867 hunting buffalo, and because of that, he was able to supply meat for the Kansas Pacific Railroad crews. In just 18 months, it was reported that he had killed over 4,000 buffalo to feed those workers.
Wow.
I know they need to eat, but...
I know. Well, and I mean, we have to keep in mind that one of the reasons that the buffalo, you know, was close to extinction pretty much was because frontiermen were coming over and they had to have something, and there was plenty of them.
Right. Millions.
Yeah. So because of him becoming known for being able to kill a bunch of buffalo, he actually entered a contest against another hunter. This hunter's name is William Comstock. And ultimately the contest was to decide who deserved the nickname Buffalo Bill.
Okay.
Ultimately, Cody won. It was an 8-hour shootout.
Holy smoke.
Yeah. This, you know, a lot of times with history, when you say things now, it doesn't sound great, but back then it would have been impressive.
Right.
Now we're like, oh my gosh, those were animals.
How brutal.
But because how he won was he was able to drown 68 buffalo.
Drown them?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
And so that
ultimately
he secured the name Buffalo Bill.
I'm guessing off a cliff into a river. I'm not probably thinking like hell. Yeah, no.
But one of the things that really propelled him into being a famous person back then was they would have these dime novels. So you'd pay a dime and you get a novel. And a lot of those would write about and talk about Buffalo Bill and tell stories. And in fact, when we went into the barn, if you remember, there were those old wallpaper-looking things up on the wall. But those were actual signs that they would have all over the U.S. at the time to, like, advertise Buffalo Bill, you know.
Read this.
Yeah. Hmm. But ultimately, he was a great entertainer. And so he became famous all over the place. And he would travel a lot and... basically, it was a showman, you know? So I thought I think what's cool is that even though I didn't know this piece of history, I didn't know much about him, I still knew his name, you know, that he still had a significance.
Yeah. Our dad watched a lot of Westerns and stuff growing up.
Yeah. But another cool thing is that because of his celebrity, he did meet a bunch of other famous celebrities like Annie Oakley, as we mentioned, and a lot of staged battles with a lot of those famous people from that era he was a part of as well. And so a lot of them would come to his ranch. His ranch was one of the places that people would come to and be able to see him, but also come to all these events that they would have out there.
There was that rodeo right across the street.
Yes, yes. And it was a big house. But back then, for it being on the prairie or whatever, in the West, that was considered a mansion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he literally had a mansion on the prairie, was what they would be calling it back then.
Very unique looking.
Yeah. It was built in 1886. So, I mean, that's a good amount of time ago. Yeah.
Did you know that there's...
And it's 18 rooms.
Annie Oakley has ties to not too far from my house. Uh-oh. Where she grew up.
I thought she was going to say the Queen Mary.
She's a relative.
No, they have Annie Oakley Days every year in Greenville, Ohio. Ooh. That's where she was from. Oh. Yeah.
I'd love to go to that.
The mansion was the largest house for many, many miles around.
I believe it.
Yeah. So, I mean, can you just imagine like coming there to witness the events, but also like see this massive house. Like it's an impressive house even today. Cool. I think it's just a really cool.
The barn thing. Itself was huge.
Yes. Jesus. But one of the other cool things is he actually had his sister Mary design the home.
Oh,
Yeah. No, I thought that was cool.
I read that on one of the things.
The home cost $3,900 back then to build. Equivalent is more than $100,000 today. But you have to keep in mind, like, $100,000 home today doesn't sound like a whole lot compared to a lot of other things.
Right. Compared to those standards, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially for the area.
Yeah. And he called it Scout's Rest Ranch.
Hmm.
Yeah. And the reason he did it was because he imagined it as a place where the old Army Scout within him and other people that were like him could go there and rest, and they would be able to give tours of the place.
Now, it was a very interesting road to get there. You'll see this lovely little coffee shop.
Yeah.
It's like three grain silos turned into a little cafe.
It was so cute.
We stopped there afterwards and got some lunch and some coffee to make it to our next destination.
Right.
And then you'll drive through some, you know, a mile or so of some, you know, a little dilapidated house trailers with, like, you know, this address spray painted on the front of it.
Right.
I ain't shaming, but some people, you know, just lock your doors when you drive through.
No big deal.
And then you'll go drive by an elementary school, and then you're to Buffalo Bill's Ranch.
Yeah.
It was just like out in the middle. Like, I kept thinking, this can't be it. There's no way there's a ranch out here amongst all this, like, I mean, it was a town, and then you're just, bam, at a quiet ranch park.
Well, and I don't know if it's still, like, all within the ranch property today, but back then, it was built on 4,000 acres.
Jesus. So pretty much that whole town was...
Yeah. So I don't know, like, how much of it they still, like, operate through. I'm guessing it's a part of the state park system, since they wanted you to get a state park pass.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably. We are rule breakers.
But. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was just a spur of the moment.
Yeah, we saw a sign and we're like, oh, hey, look.
Stop and stretch our hurry. Legs. You know, it was a nice day. They had bathrooms.
Yeah. Thank God.
Oh, I know. That's the only bad part about traveling is sometimes you have to stop to pee or use the restroom, and you don't know what you're getting into until you get there.
Every time I walk in to a truck stop's bathroom, I always picture Wendy, the time that she vomited because she was so disgusted. Which I totally get it, because England, they got their bathrooms and their rest stops going on. Like, people are just respectful. I don't know what it is. No, these men are pissing all over seats and walls. And
we stopped at a McDonald's, and there was only one stall, and Shane and I both had to go use it. And the guy in there... It was all wet.
I don't know what he was doing.
The door handle was wet. The walls were wet.
All floor, wet. Everything.
The toilet was wet. It was just all damp.
And he just walked out and walked right outside the door. I don't think he bought anything.
No.
Probably not. Just
just walked went there right and out. Made everything wet and then left.
And he was in there for a good like half an hour, I felt.
Yeah. I'll admit that I have gone into restaurants before to use the bathroom and not bought anything and just left.
If you are going to blow the bathroom up like what he did, the least he could do is buy a Big Mac.
If I pee, sometimes won't, but usually I'll get like a fry.
Yeah.
Can't get a fry.
If they say something, say you're going to the drive-thru.
Fry, apple pie, you know. Yeah.
Like, I'm a nice coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pumpkin season.
Oh, no. Gotta get them good.
Your pumpkin spice. Mm.
Well, then after Buffalo Bill's house, we made it to...
Well, I don't know. What did we do?
Oh, we went through Wyoming, that little corner, Wyoming. Oh, yeah. We stopped at that Wyoming visit. Winona. We stopped at the Wyoming Visitor Center to get gas and clean the windshield.
Oh, yeah. The gas station thing.
Yeah, that was the next day.
After we left Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So Wyoming.
It's amazing how fast you forget stuff.
I know. Well, thankfully, Josh thought about writing it down.
Yeah, this is our little guest book. So if you come, or this is afterwards.
Well, if you were here.
So if you were here, you signed our guest book. If you... Yeah, and then...
But we found out that Wyoming was the first state that ratified the ability for women to vote.
Yeah.
I bet they want to take that sucker back.
It was real pretty.
They were pretty...
it felt... Just driving through it, I kept doing that Western...
Right. Right.
I think that's probably my favorite thing to do whenever we're out, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Just learning different history things and...
Right.
Learning something new.
Well, especially it takes so long to drive through a state. I'm going to look up fun facts about that state while I'm there.
Right.
And especially if something's right off our path, I'm like, how about this place? We do a lot of you guys know us. It's history, outside nature stuff.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Quiet, non-busy things.
Oh, away from people.
Yeah. I like animals.
Yeah, we made it to Estes Park.
Yeah, it was your first time.
Yeah, I've never seen the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I really liked them. It was really cool. We saw a lot of, just the ride into Estes Park was really
Isn't pretty. Estes Park like, so
it is
beautiful?
So pretty.
I mean.
The little shops and stuff. I like that the river walk was right behind them.
Yeah.
That was cute. I saw an osprey. Fishing, it swept down into the water.
And a what?
It's called an osprey. It's a little bit bigger than an eagle, I believe.
Really?
They usually live by water. They're like a bird of prey that fishes mostly. They're like white and black. They're really cool looking, but they're quite big.
Kim, those things are so pretty. You're giving those away to people at CrimeCon, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That are listeners.
You too can have a little... Orange butthole.
That's exactly it.
No, because you I don't can have any more
finger
orange.
Kim's butthole. That
you
she
could have a blue one or a green one because I don't have any more orange.
Oh, good. Exclusive.
There you go.
It was leftover yarn from when I made the Mystery Ink blanket that did we wrap up? No, we didn't.
Give me
wrap.
Another one. I'll
that, we gave that away, didn't we, for a prize?
I believe you.
So this is what was left out of that.
Yarn. Can we open this?
Yes, Josh, please open
it. We've been traveling with it since Saturday.
No, who is it that gave us that sent that?
As you're opening it, I want to just tell you guys the little drama that I've had with our freaking P.O. box.
Oh, yeah.
So I went in because I paid for the renewal of the box, but I never got like a confirmation or anything. So I asked about it, and I'm not even joking with you. I don't know what is going on with our postal system. But they're like, oh, well, we see you made the payment, but it wasn't applied to the box. So we can't apply it. So we're going to have you come back in later so that we can figure it out.
It's probably job cuts. Thanks to
GDI. Oh, my God. I went back in three times. And all three times, I'm not even joking, they had to pop the lock and replace it on the box. So each time I went in, they gave me new keys.
All he was trying to do was pay.
I'm like, oh, I already paid.
Well, I mean, you paid and then you wanted to pay for the night, so you didn't have to worry about it.
So they gave me a whole new set of keys because they had to replace the lock, and that didn't work, and they had to do it again. And so I got a third set of keys now.
And then after going there several times, they were like, oh, yeah, we have a box for you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the lady was like, I feel so bad that I've seen you so much these last 2 weeks, and I have forgotten that I have a box for
you. At least your office is right there.
Yeah.
Well, this is from Savannah.
Yeah.
She paid almost $16 to ship this. Thank you so much, Savannah.
She loves us.
That is so nice.
That is so sweet.
So sweet.
We need postcards, guys. P.O. Box 690, Wabash, Indiana, 46992.
Well, the first thing is a book, The Forager's Harvest.
Oh, it's that's cute.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. Edible wild plants.
Ooh, that's cool.
This will come in handy when the world goes to shit. Josh, dang. I hope you find this book useful in your next camping and outdoor adventure. Savannah, oh, thank
that's
you.
That's awesome.
So cute.
I always write stuff down because I'm like, what if the internet goes? You listen to enough conspiracies, you start to believe some of them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Is that a letter?
I'll let you read that.
Of course.
Hang on a second before you read that. Answer her. Answer Jennifer.
Ooh. It's a nice
painting. She can come up and watch us.
It's a painting. That's pretty.
We're on hold. Oh,
that's recording. No, we're not on hold. Mm. That is so pretty, Josh.
That is really pretty.
So Savannah says, this painting was done by a Charleston local. I have several of his paintings and I love them. He is an eighth generation Charlestonian. His ancestors were brought from the Creole Islands.
So pretty.
And from the French to Louisiana.
Louisiana.
He speaks Grula. I think. Geechee. Now, Savannah, I'm telling you, you're putting in some of these words. He also speaks Spanish, French, and ooh, English. I hope y'all enjoy the story about the pink house. Like always, this is the version and history that I know.
That's how awesome.
Cute. Really good artist.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to get a frame for that and hang it up.
Oh, so she includes a little history story about the pink house.
Oh, well, how about that?
Why don't I read this on Unmasked?
Yeah,
okay,
perfect.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, should we? Do you want to taste stuff now or on
Unmasked? Let's do it on Unmasked. Okay. Yeah, we're 35 minutes in, so we can go ahead and wrap it up and then go over to Unmasked if you want.
Yeah, we're tired.
Yeah, we are.
There's a big bubble bath.
I could go to bed real easy.
Yeah, all right, guys.
Tomorrow's day one of Crime Con.
It is.
No, tomorrow's setup.
Tomorrow's setup.
Yeah. Wait, isn't it in the evening?
They have some stuff at night.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we'll catch you on Unmasked.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.